I'm with Tonawanda Mayor John White. First off, I just want to ask, how exciting is it to have Canal Fest coming back this year?
To me, as mayor, it's very exciting because I get to have over 150,000 people that come through the city. And how you do not want to show your wares, what you offer, what's here. For businesses, residents to see that we're right on three beautiful waterways. To me, it's a good show. It's what it is.
Is there ever like a little competition at all trying to compete with Tonawanda and North Tonawanda at all? Or is it more like, you know, we want to just be able to have as many people out here having a good time?
No, the competition, even though it's Erie County versus Niagara County, it doesn't matter. Or even politics, it really doesn't matter at all because we're trying to help our own cities. But we work so much together for the Canal Fest. We work with 4th of July, the ball drop. We do so many things, the Carnegie Arts Fair we do for a weekend. There's so many things we do together that it's a win-win for both cities, actually.
What are some things that people could look forward to this year for Canal Fest, maybe that wasn't here in years past?
Well, the first year, we two things. One is the Seneca Chief is coming down during Canal Fest, which has never been here. And that's a replica of exactly what one of the canal boats used to be, except for they're not going to be pulled by horses or donkeys. They're going to be pushed by a towboat to come down. It's coming down on Friday and then leaving Saturday. So you can see it Friday anytime after 12 o'clock. It'll be there right across from the Longstead home on the city Tonawanda side. That's number one. Number two is where the rides used to be on Niagara between Sweeney and Maine is a log rolling contest, log climbing, just what the lumberjack used to do back then. And North Tonawanda City, we were Lumber City back then. So it's going to be neat to see that, and I'm going to challenge Austin to a log rolling contest. We'll see who wins, which he'll probably win. I won't even get up in the log. But it'll be fun to have everybody do that. I'm sure they'll sign a waiver. I'm sure they'll be competing, but they'll show us how it's done. They're going to be doing quite a few shows. Look on your calendar of the things you pick up. We have one in the City of Tonawanda. There's one in North Tonawanda of the daily events, and you'll be able to see when that log rolling is. It's right on our side, when you cross the bridge from North Tonawanda, just head west or make a right. It'll be right there.
So I've been told that there's been some scheduling changes, like the North Tonawanda side is starting maybe a little bit early than the Tonawanda side. Can you explain why that is? Is there how come you guys are starting a little bit later than compared to North Tonawanda?
North Tonawanda is a much, much bigger city, 60,000 versus 15,000. We don't have the size of the police department to enforce it and do it properly. And if I can't man it and keep people safe, including the people coming here, I'm not going to open. And the council agreed. We all agreed. It's a safety issue on top of it. And we had the rides for actually 39 out of 40 of the years. And so now they've got all the rides. This is what we had for many years. It's increased police, what do you call it, let's say, looking at the scheduling, it doubles your schedule. You don't want one person out, you want them in twos. So the scheduling is, it just wears them down, and we don't have the manpower for that. We're down some officers right now. And to do that, we just feasibly and financially could not do it. And they can absorb it. They're, like you said, a lot bigger than we are. And so we kind of forced them, in a sense, into finding tarmac to put the rides and spaces to do it, unfortunately. But like I said, we enjoyed it, and we did it for 39 out of 40 of the years. So it's time for them to do it, and I think they'll be very successful at it. I'm looking forward to being a fun, safe week. It's just that 9 days is just too much for us. It's just, most of your festivals are weekends long, you know, that type of thing. I love Canal Fest, though. I support it because, like I said, the show, what we have to offer, and three beautiful waterways are surrounding us, I'll take that any day. Love the people who come through. So we got all the food on our side right down Canal Street. Live entertainment every night at the Canal Street Pavilion, which is rain or shine, which is another nice thing. And so we have some, like I said, the log rolling, the log contest, a lot of food. And we got the car show, we got the bike show, we got the parade starting tomorrow night. So like I said, our side will start tomorrow just before, probably around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock it'll start. Everybody open up, and then the parade will start, and it will be open just like the rest of the time.
Speaking of the parade, what should people expect for the parade tomorrow night?
Oh, probably candy thrown at you. It'll be a good time. The parade is full, from what I understand. I'll be in it. Austin will be in it. Our council will be in it. Their council will be in it. It's a nice parade. All the fire departments, emergency people will be there. Fire departments from all different areas, bands from all different local municipalities, areas, schools, just to celebrate the Canal Fest. And remember, it's also the 200th year of the canal, the anniversary of the canal, which is really nice because we're trying to make that in every stop all the way down the canal. There's going to be celebrations all year because it's the 200th year of the remembrance of the canal, bicentennial.
What's your favorite part? I don't know if I maybe ask this, what's your favorite part about Canal Fest?
People and the music. I love the music. I come down and listen to music almost every night, either on their side, our side. It's enjoyable. It's fun to watch everybody. And my wife's a people watcher. She likes watching people. And we have fun. We'll be listening to music and be a people watcher the whole time.
Anything that I didn't mention that you'd care to add for our listeners and our viewers that are going to be seeing this story?
No, just to the fact that they've got we got wine coolers on our side through the Lions Club. They've got through the fire department all their beer tent over on this side. So there's food and liquor on both sides. I'm not a drinker myself, but you know what? We've got to keep everybody happy, and I think having a little bit of both on both sides. Food's great. They've got great food over on this side. The Elks Lodge has food over there. We got great food on our side. Like I said, the Lions Club, Boys and Girls Club, the Boy Scouts are there, Troop 80. They're fantastic, and our not-for-profits, that's what they do for the whole year. They make enough to keep themselves alive. That's why we're so supportive of this type of event. It's for our not-for-profits, and we're looking forward to it.